Okay, I'm live. Hey Google, what time is it?
9:16 a.m.
Hey Google, what's today's date?
It's Friday, April 19th, 2024.
Okay. So let me move this over here. Put that right there so it won't move. Okay. I had a lot to say, but I feel like I'm live and I don't really know if I should be, because I feel like some things have happened this morning that have like, that may change what I say, and how I say it. Cause I actually wanted to record earlier this morning and I didn't, and I really should have, because I feel like what I wanted to say was like right there at the front of my brain, right. I was like ready to say it. And now because of some other things that have happened, I feel a little distracted. So I'll start with what distracted me. So I was doing some screen recordings of my analytics from Amazon this morning, and my middle finger got shocked. Like when I was screen recording, I actually did a YouTube video of my analytics. I checked, and it was right after I checked my bank account. And even now, like while right when I started the recorder, my butt was being buzzed. Like I'm sitting on my bed and my butt was being buzzed. My vaginal area, someone's been trying to like digitally remotely rape me in my vaginal area since last night. And it's just like, I've just been ignoring it. I wake up, I check my bank account. I look at my Amazon analytics, and then I didn't do screen recordings before, but this time I decided to do screen recordings of my analytics. And, you know, just for accuracy purposes, since January, Amazon has been saying that 13 pages of my manuscript have been read. So, but then when I do like a compilation of countries, it says 148 pages of my manuscript was read overall by way of the compilation of countries, which, again, when my podcast, that's my book, but when my podcast was with Anchor and Anchor sold to Spotify, I took screenshots of what Spotify was telling me. Three people were listening to my podcast, but every time I would leave my house here in New Kensington and I would do a podcast, I would be getting all types of just reactions from people when I would leave my home. So I don't believe that. I don't believe only three people have listened to my podcast in the last several years. I think Spotify was lying to me about my analytics. Literally every morning I would do a podcast or I would do a recording and I would post, and like people's body language just speaks volumes as far as like, I would get all kinds of reactions that I don't feel like describing right now. But the point is that I don't believe that only three people listen to my podcast. And at the same time, someone keeps trying to like digitally rape me with the biotech. Right when I turned on this podcast to start the podcast, my butt was being vibrated. Every morning I get vibrated out of my bed. And the biggest thing of all was not just my middle finger was twisted. I mean, not just my middle finger was shocked, but my leg was being twisted as I was going through the royalties from all the different countries, and just kind of looking at what they were. And I can just tell you, like, I was just going through And let's see if I can let this thing play. And some of it just didn't make sense. Like, that's why I did the screen recording, because it was saying 13 pages were read. And I literally was changing it from the last 90 days. So in the last 90 days, it said 13 pages were read, right? In the United States, right? And so then I did for the year. And then I made sure that I selected all of the countries. And then I went through each country, and I'm about to read off what the royalties were. Like, I got a 56-cent check from Japan. Okay, and so overall, from January 1st to April 19th, it said 148 pages were read. But then when you do 90 days, it says 13 pages were read. And it said no pages were read, like, today or yesterday. So here's the royalties. So the acronym is ASD. Oh wait, I don't know why did it hold on a minute. It literally stopped running, playing it. I don't know. I didn't exit out of it, but it just kind of, I'm watching the screen record go through. None of it makes sense. That's why I did this screen recording, just because just for my own accuracy purposes. So I have three books on Amazon. One is a children's book called What Happened to Junior, a childbearing memoir that I published back in like 2011. That literally, after they snuck this biotech in my body in 2015, I saw my book being sold everywhere, all over Europe, everywhere, and I didn't get anything. And I even contacted, and my book has always been on Amazon since 2011. It doesn't make any sense. And I even contacted Amazon and I said, there are book resellers reselling my book. This is after my surgery. And they could not explain to me what was going on. And it's like the same thing with my surgery. Like, I have biotech in my body. Someone digitally fucks me and rapes me with the biotech and does all these things to me. But when I go to the doctors, they lie to me. They gaslight me. They try to make me feel like I'm crazy. When I tell them what's happening to me, I call the police. They don't do anything. And then I call attorneys and they won't take my case. And I feel like it's because the people that have done this to me have somehow villainized me in a way where it's been justified. And the truth of the matter is, this wasn't just done to me. The surgery was done to me, but there was something else done that I don't talk about too often because it's not my truth or my story to tell. The person that I can't really talk about doesn't want me to talk about it, so I don't talk about it. I just talk about my truth. But a lot was done to me to keep me silent in the first several years of my surgery, but I didn't stay silent. I filed legal complaints. I filed complaints with the hospital. I filed complaints with the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. I filed complaints with the Department of Health, the FBI. I wrote letters to DC. I went to the doctors and they just lied and lied and lied about the biotech in my body. I even put in my manuscript, I provided a link that shows all the letters, return receipts, attorneys' letters. Like, I have a letter in there from Motley Rice because I was thinking that maybe they did this to more women. Like, I even said that maybe they need to do autopsies. I said in my manuscript too. I don't know if they did. I hope they didn't delete it out of my manuscript, but I said they might even need to go as far as to do autopsies on cancer patients and women to see if maybe they also had some type of biotech in their body. Because I feel like before they made me with the biotech, I'm human. Like, this biotech in my body does a whole lot of things. And you would have thought that I would have talked about everything that this biotech does, but I haven't. There's so many things that this biotech does, but I always feel like in order for me to be static, for me to be radioactive from the tips of my toenails to the fibers in my hair, for every cell in my body to be radioactive for 9 years, for this biotech to work like a fine-tuned machine where every part of my body can be manipulated, my cells, my nervous system, they had to start somewhere. So I always say that I am like almost the perfect being as far as like how this biotech functions, except the fact that I don't believe that they can track and trace the digital footprint of who has access. I feel like whoever did this to me thought that they would be the ones to only connect. And like almost everything that is created and designed by way of technology, my dad used to tell me this all the time, because my dad used to first of all, my grandfather and my dad used to fix televisions and build satellites. Ironically, I wish I would have learned more from my dad while he was alive. And he used to tell me the same people that create the code and are the same people that will release it on the dark web for other people to hack it so that they can get whatever they want for free. So he was saying the same people that make the code are the same people that release it out into the public. He used to tell me that all the time, like when he would build satellites, and he was he used to build, like before DirecTV became what it was, my grandfather used to have a big satellite dish in his backyard. They built it. My dad used to build, when my dad was handicapped because of diabetes, that's what he did on the side. He used to build these transmitter things for truckers, and they used to come to his house and get them from him. And he used to look, and every time they would upgrade the code, he would then go and look for the new code to crack it. But I was young. I was a kid. I wasn't interested in what he was talking about. But he used to talk about it. But that's the one thing that I remember about what he used to tell me. And I feel like the people that designed this biotech thought that they would be the only ones to connect to me and be able to do things and manipulate me. And then I feel like they didn't really believe that the truth would get out there, because they had already set my kids and myself up so that they could villainize and discredit us, so that they could justify not following the law, breaking the law, not doing due process, due diligence, sneaking biotech in my body. And then I believe also them sneaking in my body was a fishing expedition, because if it wasn't, why didn't they just ask me? Because they knew nobody would agree to have this done to them because of the amount of pain that has been inflicted on me in the last 9 years. They were trying to see if it worked, and they needed a subject to use to see if it worked. And then they wanted to get the feedback and observation and test it for free. And I don't think that they, honestly, I feel like I wasn't supposed to live as long as I lived. I feel like, and so since I'm more credible than what they thought I could possibly be, since doctors continue to lie and not tell the truth about the biotech in my body, some police don't do anything about how the biotech is used on me, and attorneys won't take my case because they say I need proof that the biotech is in my body, but I go to the doctors and then they don't tell the truth. And I don't understand why they can't discover the truth through discovery. Why can't they get doctors that are on my side that will find it? I feel like finding a biotech in my body is the easiest thing to do. Like, I honestly don't think, like, whoever is, even now, someone is fondling my vaginal area while I'm doing the recording. They're literally having static energy run across my ass and then squeezing the nerves in my vaginal area. It's like a mock, because I feel like they feel like they got it in a bag. Like, we've been able to discredit you and villainize you and justify doing this to you so we can just get away with it. Like, and the thing is, I was yelling out earlier, and I wish that I was recording myself that, and because I'm not as angry as I was earlier, is that you're not going to dictate to me how the biotech can be used on me now that you snuck it in my body. And I feel like they want me to blame the people, whoever's using, misusing it on me, wants me to blame the biotech, or wants me, it's like a strong arm tactic. They want me to give back the biotech. And I keep saying that I can't give you back something that I didn't take. and you can't remove something that you won't admit is there. And now that you've collected all your data and research from my body for the last 9 years, now that you know all the things that it can do and all the things that you learned from me about it being ASL, about it being Morse code, about it being about the human body being a map, therefore it's a language if it's collaborated in a cohesive environment and used for communications. You now that you know how powerful the biotech is, and that is one of the most powerful weapons on the planet, now that you know that my body, when it comes in contact with certain things in the environment, that my body causes a reaction. It makes things in the environment react when I'm static. Now that you know that I'm privy, I could be the first person and the only person in the room to know, to warn everyone else or to keep it to myself. Now that the biotech is not just one where you're subjugated and subjected, where you literally turn me into the bionic woman, where my body is asynchronous and it can connect to anything in the environment. Now that I see who I am and the power that I have inside me, and that I don't submit to the pain that you inflict on me, that I talk through it, that I walk through it, that I do whatever I want through it, that you don't have the pain, you don't have any power without my response, because I'm aware of that. Because I'm aware of that. That is why you sit here and you try to mock me with what you did. You did this. You snuck it in my body trying to create a slave, and I'm not ever going to be a slave. You snuck it in my body wanting to have control and power and get someone to bend the knee and dominate. And you can't have control or power, and you're not going to be able to dominate or dictate, because you did this to me illegally. And then the thing that I said also is that, why can I choose my labor but not how I love? Why do you get to diminish me as a human, dehumanize me is the correct word, by doing things to my body in a sexual way that is against my will and without my consent? So why do, but yet you keep sending me all these jobs, right? Why is it that I can't make money selling or make money telling my truth about the biotech that's in my body, about all the things that I taught others about the biotech in my body by way of observation and feedback after you snuck it in my body, to learn how the biotech functioned in my body, how it would make me feel physically, emotionally, how it would affect me socially when I interact outside or inside or at schools or at stores or in any environment, how it would affect me socially, how it would affect me cognitively, how people would respond to me, how you would be able to use this biotech on me in certain environments, and what will happen. Why is it that you, these movies that you've made about all my recordings and all my ideas about this biotech, why is it that you get to make money off of my body, my truth, what's in my body, but I don't get to make money off of my truth, my body, what's in my body, and everything that I learned about it? What if, even the asynchronous, Even being able to do deep sea and space explorations asynchronous, that came from learning what you've done to me. There's some avatar, some voodoo doll, some bot somewhere where some digital map of my body on someone's device, like a computer or a phone or some third party computer, that maps my entire body, that could possibly be in space or in deep sea. What I feel, it feels. What I see, it sees. What I touch, it touches. What I hear, it hears. You know, like, all of that came from what you've done to me, but you get to make these films about me. From Phoenix. Phoenix is about me. Me being on fire. Me walking through fire. Me creating fire with my body. That is all about me and what this biotech can do. I can create fire. I am fire. This biotech burns my cells. All of that stuff is about me. But you get to make money telling my truth about the biotech that's in my body. The School of Good and Evil, that whole movie is about the first couple of pages of my manuscript when I talk about the House of Fire, and inside it is the Butcher and the Libertarian. I wrote that a long time ago. Control, the static energy, being able to affect objects and move objects. That movie is about me. I can go on. Oppenheimer, that perspective, him using the word Vygotsky. Vygotsky has something to do with language. Oppenheimer had something to do with splitting atoms to blow up people. Vygotsky was my perspective about this biotech in my body and how language is formed. Even the current war, when you were doing the spoon thing with your son, teaching him the sign language, the Morse code, that came from when I was doing that with my daughter, when I told her that the vibrations on my body feel like Morse code. When she was little, I used to sit in her room and do Morse code with her, which she'll say, yeah, my mom used to do it all the time, because she said that the vibrations felt like Morse code. And then in the current war, he did the same thing. So it's Tolkien said my words verbatim, literally at the table when he was sitting with his girlfriend, and he was taught, and she asked him about language, and she asked him, how did you come up with those words? Even though The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings was written a long time ago, his explanation of how he came up with those words, those was the same thing that I said in my recordings. It was the same exact thing. I don't know. These people are like super intelligent. I don't know if they'll admit that, yes, we've been listening to her recordings since 2015. Some of the things that we put in our films are from her recordings. I don't know if they'll admit it, but I'm not making any of it up. I'm telling the truth. I've been recording every day since 2015, talking about the biotech in my body, not posting them publicly, most of them. I have over 2,000 audio recordings. And I feel like, why is it that you can make money off of learning about this biotech that is in my body, that was snuck in my body, but I can't make money? That my words are being censored and suppressed, and my truth is being censored and suppressed, but you can make money off of my ideas, right? So that's kind of like how I felt. And now I just release everything when I say it. I don't hold anything back. You know why? Because I was holding a lot back, and then my words were being taken and someone else was putting them out there for me, not really for me, because they weren't sending me a check. They were putting it out there as though they were their words, but they were my words from my recordings and my writings about the biotech in my body. And then some of the stuff was like a mock. I just had a brain block. Megan. It was a mock. Like, even that song that y'all have been following me before I moved to New Kensington. Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. There's a sermon going on here. The topic will be sin, and that's where I'll begin. Do you want to hear my story? Just settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. My daughter sings Ella Fitzgerald. My daughter sings old and new. Judy Garland. We used to sing that song together before we moved here. That was like one of our anthem songs, and you put it in Megan, and then you put it in Megan at the end as a mock. Even the butterfly, when she realized her power, you had the butterfly go on the windowsill. That was like her click, like her brain started to click and realized that she didn't have to be subject or subjugated. But it was like she was the villain, though. You made her the villain, which I laughed. I kind of was like, okay, I like some of these movies. I just, I don't, you know, care. But even in the beginning with the whole, she like pink, like, what was it called? What did y'all call her? Oh my God. The whole fucking movie was a mock. The name of the company, the toy, all of it. Y'all have been following my kids and I before you snuck this biotech in my body. And you're making millions of dollars off of taking sections of my life, incorporating it with the biotech, and you're basically doing what I'm glad you're doing, which is you're gestalting. You're using gestalt to show all the different ways that good, bad, ugly, and worse that this biotech can be used. Like, I'm not mad at the films because I feel like we need to know what's possible. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, it needs to be out there, you know, in every aspect. So I'm not really that mad at the films. I think what I'm trying to say is that you've been able to profit from what's happened to me. But when I try to tell my truth and my own story, you try to take it from me. Like, someone was literally deleting paragraphs out, like pushing on my bladder when I was writing my manuscript. And when I would come back, they would delete paragraphs out of my manuscript. And then I started saving. Every time I would write, I would put the date. I would put the time. I would then save a copy. Why does she have so many copies saved? Because someone was trying to block and stop me from writing my truth about the biotech that was snuck in my body. But every time I turn on my television, there is some part of my life or my kids' lives in these films. And my kids don't even know it. My kids are not even aware of the stuff that you've taken things from my daughter's life and you've incorporated them in your films. And because she's not really a movie watcher, she doesn't even know. But if she saw that, she would like know. Like, I don't know if she's seen Megan. But she would know, because that song is something we used to sing together all the time. And Ella Fitzgerald sings it. And we sung that a lot before we moved here. That was a song that we sung before we moved here. That's how I know y'all set us up for this surgery. You set me up. And then you got me living in poverty. And then you conditioned our environment and tried to villainize my kids and I. Because I won't choose a side, because I won't choose a party or a side, I just choose the truth, because the truth doesn't have a color, a party, or a class. It's just the truth. The truth, I feel like, falls somewhere in between all groups. And some people don't want the truth to get out there. So they try to bury it with chaos, you know, because the bottom line is this surgery. You know, I feel like this surgery existed before me. You picked me for the surgery and you scaffolded a condition and parameters around me for the surgery to discredit me when I started to complain. You tried to create the look of schizophrenia, like trying to make it look like that I'm crazy, because it provides cover for the truth. It's like, crazy is the new black. It's the blanket for covering up truth. It's the easiest way to discredit a person, is to make them look like they're crazy and then have so much chaos going on. Everything in Washington falls under the letter C, so that you can keep things classified. But you haven't kept it classified. You've marketed off of it. You've built, you've designed, you've written, you've copied, you've listened, you observed, you researched, you gained off of, at my body's expense, for your science research, for your profit, while me and my kids live in deplorable circumstances with hardly any money. And then you keep us in this welfare situation because, you know, you have to be dirt poor to get assistance from the state. Well, you need health care. Well, you need a house. Yeah, so I have the bare minimum so that I can keep the bare minimums. How about the millions and billions you've made off of me, what's inside my body that you put in my body 9 years ago? I could buy my own fucking healthcare if I had the money that I need. I could pay for my own patents. I wouldn't have to get the micro entity status that I get and try to get my own. I filed like 9 patent designs and I've only gotten 2 and I have 1 pending, and I had to do it as a micro entity. The other 2, I had to get a pro bono attorney to file them for me. But I've had many more ideas and designs and patents that I can't even afford to go forward with because I hardly have any money, that some of them don't even have anything to do with this biotech. So it's really been advantageous for the people that have done this to me to keep me very poor and with nothing, because it creates the situation for the still. So anything that I do, you can hear it because this biotech picks up sound. Anywhere I go, you can observe it. What I buy, you can see. What I create, you can observe, and then you can steal it because I can't afford to go forward with it. You set this whole thing up, and it's horrible. So I'm like, I can't choose how I love, but I can choose how I labor. But I can't really choose how I labor, because if laboring is writing and reporting, and laboring is doing a podcast, people make money from podcasts. People make money from writing books. People make money from their own personal experiences and their expertise about a specific topic or subject that is unique, that they're privy to. Like, I am a, regardless if I didn't finish my PhD program because I couldn't afford it, I have a degree from Drexel, and I have a degree from Grand Canyon University, a bachelor's and a master's. I should have been able to finish my I'm doing the live recording. I'm on live.
You got perfume?
Maya.
I just need perfume.
Look in that bag. Like, I can't pause it. Like, I'm on live. I'm live. That's fine. I'm not just doing a recording.
I just heard you say that you had.
There it yep. is. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. So, love you too. Have a good day. So, anywho, I've just lost my train of thought. I'm just like, you know, the whole labor thing. Why can't I choose how I labor? And please don't tell me that you are trying to keep me safe. You're not trying to keep me safe, because like, I have biotech in my body, and the stuff that you're sending me, you're misusing the biotech on me. You're hurting. You're doing things to me with the biotech. Even now, like, and that's the other thing that I want to say is, like, you're conditioning my environment. You're trying to push this communistic narrative forward where you don't own your, not just own your property, but you don't own your body. I feel that way because, and you keep trying to force it, but you haven't yet gotten together the misuse and abuse of the biotech. Someone is trying to digitally rape me with the biotech, literally, like right before I started this recording. While I was starting this recording, my butt was being fondled. Someone was trying to digitally rape me and squeeze my nerves. Like, I got my left leg twisted when I did the screen recordings of my Amazon analytics for my book sales. I got my middle finger buzzed. I posted it on YouTube. Like, I'm keeping account of this because I feel like I'm being stolen from. Like, you're stealing from me. You're censoring me, right? You're censoring my truth. You are profiting off of all the data, research, and observations that you've taken over the years using my body and listening to my feedback. Then you're attacking me with the biotech. Then when I go to the doctors, they gaslight me and lie and don't tell the truth. And then when I call the police, they don't really do anything but take the report. And you're constantly trying to put me in scenarios where something bad happens. I just called the police in Fox Chapel on a long phone call. I was parked in front of the Fox Chapel Library. This is for metadata purposes. The way you know what call I made and how long it was is I parked at the Fox Chapel Library, and this old white man gets out and he looks so disgruntled. He rolls his eyes at me and he walks in like kind of like the plan didn't work out. Like, I mean, and maybe he had nothing to do with it, but if you look at his body language on camera, you'll see that I'm not making it up. That's the only time that I actually parked. I've been to the Fox Chapel Library many times over the years, but I'm talking about since my daughter started working in Fox Chapel, that is the only time that I parked in their parking lot. And I was on the phone with 911, talking to 911 about what just happened when I took my daughter to her job. So the call should be recorded. You can hear it for yourself. You constantly keep trying to set me up for the fall, for the disaster, because you want my body. You want the biotech out of my body is not what y'all want. You need my, you want the whole puzzle put together. You want, I'm radioactive from the tips of my toenails to the fibers of my hair. You really don't want the biotech back out of my body. What you want is my body with the biotech in it, like the George Floyd autopsy. So you're like, let me go through this again. So I call the cops. They don't do nothing but take the report. But someone is constantly hurting me all the time, right? With the biotech, and I ignore it. Like I said, I'm like Lucy. I'm at 98%. The pain is just like, I walk through it. I talk through it. I do whatever I want through it. But yet you still try anyway, right? I go to the doctors, been to many doctors. I know all the doctors' names. And I told them all that this man snuck biotech in my body, and they do nothing. They lie. They gaslight. I've had 2 CT scans. I believe my CT scan shows that the biotech is in my body. They're lying. They're covering it up, right? Okay. And then I call attorneys, and they say that they won't take my case unless I have proof, right? Which the proof is the easiest thing to get. Like, except they won't tell the truth about what's inside my body. And then meanwhile, someone is constantly hurting me. And then I am in the midst of all the, I call them football plays, like you're running plays on me. I'm then documenting and detailing and recordings about how I overcome them and how it affects me psychologically and how it affects me cognitively. And then I'm learning all these things and teaching all these things about the biotech, because a lot of things happen by accident. You know, like a lot of discoveries happen by accident. Even the fact that when I'm really static, I can move certain things. How did I know that I could do that? Because I was doing it by accident. Like certain things would be sitting next to me, and I would like get up to move, and it would like move to me. And I would be like one time I was sitting at the table, and there was, and people know like styrofoam does cling to you. Like if you work in an office and you pull like styrofoam out of a box or plastic out of a box, it clings to you. But let me just tell you, I'm 46 years old, right? I've never gotten up and a cup just slides to me, but that's happened to me. I've literally gotten up and a cup will just slide to me. And so that told me something, because one time it happened, I went and got my phone because I couldn't believe it was happening. And then I started moving my hand around the cup, and it was leaning where I would move my hand. And so I realized that I must be more static. Then sometimes when I do my hair, I realize that certain times, like, I'm more static than what I should be. And so I'm like, okay, like, that's not my fault. Even the whole catching thing, like, that my body can start fires. How do I know that? Because I put my hand in certain things and it started to like sizzle, crackle, and boil. Not water though. It wasn't water. It was other stuff. So I was like, oh shit. Like, okay. So it's like, that's not my fault. You mad that I know it, but you didn't know it. So I literally just, sometimes I'd be like, aha, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I said, that's what y'all get for trying to be slick. I always say, that's what y'all get for trying to be slick. That's what y'all fucking get for trying to be slick and sneaky. Now you can't control something that you meant to control. And so, yeah, you want to try to, like, villainize my kids and my family and try to, like, make it where I can't get justice and restitution and then steal from me. Like, I'm not, like, to me, I'm not afraid of the biotech. There's a lot of things about this biotech that I'm like, I want to see how far we can go with this. Like, there's so many things that I like, that's why I said I wanted to work with Elon Musk. I wanted to see how powerful I really am. Like, what I don't want is someone raping me with it, someone trying to get me to bend the knee, like trying to treat me like a slave when the U.S. is not a high-tech plantation. The United States is not a giver society. Where the United States is not a high-tech plantation. You're not going to use the biotech to take me backwards, regardless if you try or not. Like, this is going to be a fucking street fight. Like, I'm not a slave. You're not going to use it on me like I'm a slave. You're not going to, if I can't choose how I love, then guess what? You're not going to choose how I labor, because I'm not a slave. Like, so I feel like you want to condition my environment where I labor under your oversight. You to be the overseer, and I can only do what you say, like I'm a slave. No, I don't want to do what you say. You don't get to tell me what to do, because what you did to me was illegal, and the way you used it on me was evil and hurtful, and the way you treated me has been wrong. So you don't get to tell me what to do. You don't get to dictate how this biotech can be used. It's my property now. You illegally snuck it in my body. And you mistreated me with it. And you did things. And you got me and my kids living in deplorable circumstances. Like I said, if you had snuck the biotech in my body, and let's say you treated me right, I wasn't being hurt by it, you weren't trying to rape me with it, if I was living in a better home where I had a really nice kitchen, a really nice bathroom, and my bills were paid, then what would I need to complain about? Right? Because you're not misusing it on me, and you're not hurting me with it. So why would I need to complain and put your secrets out in the street? Why would I need to run your place in the public if you were doing the right things with it? The reason why I put your shit out in the street and told your place and gave all your secrets out is because you were misusing it. You were mistreating me and abusing me with it. And I don't think you have really full control of what you of this biotech as you should. I feel like DC needs to be involved. Like, there needs to be legislation, regulation, or oversight for anything that's created, coded, and designed. You need to have a whole department together to the same thing you do for products. Like, before you put products out, you test them. You try to see what their vulnerabilities are. You make sure you have people that just sit and write about the risk. You know, like, risk. Like, what are the risks? Like, what is the harm? Like, what is the defects? You didn't do that. Y'all don't do that with coders. You don't look at the risk, the harm, and the defects that could possibly happen. You use me for that. But guess what? People who do risk assessments get paid six figures. People that write policy or write instructions, write about hazards, they get paid six figures for that. You collected all this data from me for free. While you got me and my kid, my it's raining in my kitchen. The ceiling where my daughter is sleeping, I'm not so sure about. My bathroom is fucking deplorable. Someone is trying to remote control my pussy. And you want to be able to dictate to the rest of the world about human and civil rights when everything in our house, everything in this country is fucked up from the floor up. Y'all are perpetrating a fraud. And you letting these people treat me like this. Letting them let me live like this. And I was like, I feel like I've been bamboozled and hoodwinked. Like, literally, I was like holding back. Like, when the Mueller report came, Assange, when he was writing shit on, using shit to write on the walls, saying you and talking about Snowden and all the breaches, like, this thing goes way back to Hillary. Like, I really feel like my surgery was in 2015, and I feel like the setup for my surgery was before that. And it made me start thinking, when I started seeing certain stuff come out, like the Steele dossier, I was like, oh, this, what they did to me has something to do with that. I don't know what, but I feel like I was the nobody, like Lucy. I was a nobody. I was just the subject. I was never supposed to have a voice. I was never supposed to be smart and to write a book. They probably didn't even know that I would record every day, because they don't really know who I feel like you knew who I was for the, like, maybe 15 years of my life, but you really didn't know me. You don't know who I really am. You don't know who my background. You know now, I'm sure. I'm sure y'all did a lot of research. But I know when somebody do something wrong, the first thing you do is you start taking notes. That's the one. I know that. Like I said, this ain't my first rodeo. And when I realized y'all was lying And I realized it once again, y'all. Black people think black people is stupid, and so do white people. Y'all both think black people is stupid. I said, okay, these motherfuckers is lying, and they did something illegal. So I started documenting literally in 2015 every day, 3-4 times a day, every fucking day. I literally was doing it every day. Everything that happened to me, where I was, what happened, what the sensation was, every fucking day. I did it for years, and somebody figured out what I was doing, because, and I was going to the doctors, and I was telling the doctor what was happening to me, and I realized that they were really just bold-faced lying. And I said, okay, is this Germany? What is going on in the United? I really felt confused. I was confused. And then I tried some of my people, and I said, they lying too. I was like, so for Jasmine, I don't think you was around in 2015, but I was like, they lying too. Like, do you imagine feeling all that I'm feeling, my body vibrate and me getting attacked in public areas, all of that. And then you go to the doctors, don't matter what color they are, white, whatever. And then you tell them the truth. You tell them the truth. And then they gaslight you and lie. And then you try telling some of your own people by filing legal complaints. And they lie. I said, what is happening in the United States of America? Is this Germany? I literally felt like okay, this is bigger than me. So, okay. Maybe they're just doing an investigation. Mueller report came. I was so sure I would be at the end of that Mueller report, like Monica Lewinsky. I literally felt this, you know, I was holding on, not really like doing what I'm doing now, like the podcast, the book. I really felt I was like, okay, I am the black Monica Lewinsky. They are going to tell the truth. Someone is digitally raping me. Doing stuff to my rectum, my vaginal area, burning me, doing all this stuff to me, attacking me at schools, attacking me at soccer games, basketball games, at my daughter's concert. I have to be the black Monica Lewinsky. They are going to tell the truth at the Mueller report. What did we get from the Mueller report? A fucking Sharpie. Devastation for me. Fucking devastation. I was just like, okay. So is this going to be the new way of life in America? Like, these are things that I've gone through historically over the years, thinking that my country was going to do the right thing, to realize that they were just trying to find ways to cover up and lie, deny, and run out the clock so they never have to tell the truth, hoping that I would die or do something bad so that they could further villainize and justify what they've done to me. And then when I realized that they were just basically just trying to run out the clock, then I was like, okay. And then the movies kept coming out, and I was like, those are my words for my recordings, those are my words for my manuscript. That's what really happened to me. I did, you put what really happened to me in your film. And I'm like, all right, but did you, and you fictionalized it. I said, okay. Even Alice, like, some of the things Alice said, going through what she went through, those are things that I said in my bedroom when I wasn't recording. Like I like Alice. I said she's like one of my alter egos. Yennefer, that, all of that about chaos, all of that came from Gestalt. That was directly stolen from my PhD papers, from everything that I said about humans have an innate need to create order out of chaos. I said that even though Gestalt uses visual sensory input, I said you can apply Gestalt theory to feeling, because all the stuff that happens to me, I was trying to figure out why. And then I said, okay, there's some way to order this. What are you doing? Where are you at? When did it happen? Who's around you? And then maybe you can figure out why, right? So now that you know, and then where were you targeted? Okay, and then how were you targeted? Then you can figure out why. So that was me trying to order it. Vygotsky. I got that. Like, I've done this recording before because I used to be a reading teacher. And it's called Soar to Success Program. I used to teach a program for K through sixth grade for an entire year at Walnut Street, and the curriculum that I used was Soar to Success. And the first thing you teach children when they have to learn how to predict and inference is the five W's, so that when they're reading, they can start to comprehend and answer certain questions. So I applied what I learned, what I taught as a reading teacher to Vygotsky to figure out why someone was using the biotech on me in certain places, in certain locations, under certain circumstances. And it made it start, and then I realized that yes, it's a language. Someone was trying to use pain as a language, but it's yet, regardless if it's pain or not pain, you're still communicating with my nerves at certain times and certain places, doing certain things to me. That's a language. So, and I said, okay, I'm going to write this out for the smart people. And I'm going to say, if this is what you're doing, okay, but what's up with the pain? Why are you taking away women's sexual rights? Why is someone able to digitally remotely rape me with the biotech? You know, why are you burning me with it and choking me in my throat and buzzing my middle fingers when I say certain things? Why are you using it that way? Like, if you're using it as a form of communications incognito so you can try to keep people safe or do whatever, that's fine. But I'm in a grocery store standing in line with a baby right in front of me, and someone is squeezing my nerves and my vaginal area, and then burning the top of my head, and then buzzing my middle finger, and then stabbing me in my butt when I walk past cameras, and then choking me in my throat when I go to say hi to the cashier. Like, that's misuse and abuse. You want me to go out and work somewhere and work for somebody, and you don't even have a handle on the way that your biotech is being used, and you want to buzz me out of bed every morning like I'm a fucking slave? You can't use the biotech that way. That's why I was like, okay, the right hand isn't telling the left hand what's really going on here. Y'all trying to force a condition where you haven't been brought to account or accountability for the way that you're using it. You're trying to condition my environment where I hardly have no money and I can't do anything, and so that I have to go out and labor when you haven't been brought to account with the way that you're treating me with this biotech in my body, with the way that I'm being sexually abused with this biotech in my body, with the way that I'm being physically hurt with this biotech in my body. And you're like, and the haters, the people that are afraid of the biotech, they're like, yes, yes, you're finally getting it. And I'm saying, no, what I'm getting is that the people that created, designed, and have access to this biotech is who you need to go after and not me. And when you get rid of the way that they're misusing it, I'm still going to have the biotech. So I guess I'm not having your back. Like, I feel like it's in my body now. No one's cutting on me because I've already seen how y'all move. Y'all don't move in a way where I feel like you want to save my life. I'm fine with it. What I'm not fine with is, this biotech was manufactured by someone. This biotech was coded by someone. This biotech was designed by someone. Go after them. Don't pawn me and use me and blame me after they snuck this shit in my body. And don't get mad at me for trying to survive with it. And don't get mad at me now that I know I'm the bionic woman. You know, like, I feel like that's the mock. That's where the pain comes at. Bitch, you're not the bionic woman. Get the fuck out of here. That's my people. I know that's what they're saying. Well, I am, because I had to walk through this pain for 9 years when no one was doing the right thing. I was doing the right, when no one was doing the wrong, when everyone was doing the wrong thing, I was trying to do the right thing. I was trying to, you think I'm selfish? I'm not. I warned everyone because I was thinking that they might be trying to bring back slavery. I really was. I was thinking that they might be trying to take away women's rights. But I still had to exist with it. I had to exist with it. Even with someone twisting my leg because I was taking screen recordings of my manuscript that I wrote, I still recorded. Like, even when I still showed up at my daughter's soccer games, I still showed up at my kids' volleyball games, I still showed up at my son's wrestling games, I still showed up at my daughter's plays. Matter of fact, this last play, when she was in SpongeBob, she was the computer. She was sponge. She was Plankton's girlfriend, the computer. That's what they made her. That was her part. And I sat two rows from the stage, and someone was burning and stabbing the back of my head while I was sitting next to my family, two rows from the stage, choking me in my throat. And you know what? I sat there. I let the tear run from my eye when I got choked in my throat. I asked my mom nicely for a cup of water. I stood up and applauded and gave my daughter a standing ovation. I acted like a Marine soldier. Oorah, like a champ, like the bionic woman. I walked through that pain for my daughter's sake because I didn't want to embarrass her during her play. So when you say you think you this, you that, I am that. Someone was literally trying to take me out at my daughter's play, trying to ruin her moment, trying to cause a scene by attacking me while I sat two rows from the stage at her play. And I ignored it all, not for myself, but for the sake of my child. And I did that many times at soccer games, at volleyball games, at football games, at wrestling games. I've had this biotech in my body for 9 years. My daughter sung the national anthem at the volleyball game. She was in plays. And at some of those events, not all of them, someone tried to make that a moment of attack, thinking that I would like do something. That's why I said in my poem that I wrote to Jasmine, you know, after she said what she said on CNN the other day, I said to her, to Jasmine, I wrote a poem and I put it on my website, you know, why did you do this to me? Not saying she did this to me. She's young. She's part of Congress now. She don't have nothing to do with what happened to me, but it was something she said that made me write the poem. And I'm not calling it Jasmine, but on the YouTube thing, I say Jasmine. But the thing is, you know, that's why I use that comment when you think I'm going to do something. Like they have done egregious, horrible things to me with this biotech in the most vulnerable environments. And that is why I feel like, you don't want me to be able to choose how I love. And obviously now you only want to give me a small few select options for labor. As though this is 1865, when really this is 2024. And then I think people who listen to me get confused, like, you're talking out two sides of your mouth. I'm not. You want me to blame the biotech, I blame the person that is using the biotech. I one example I use is, if someone shoots someone with a gun, do you lock up the gun and the bullet, or do you lock up the person using the gun and the bullet? I think we all know what the answer is. So my thing is, the biotech is a tool, it is a program, it is equipment that is accessed, that is manipulated, that is executed by individuals. Matter of fact, the biotech is coded, designed, manufactured by individuals. You need to be going after them and stop trying to fucking pawn me for something that was snuck in my body, and stop hating my survival. Y'all have learned a lot from my survival. Why are you mistreating me for surviving? Like, why aren't you good? Like, this biotech didn't just come from nowhere. It's tangible. It is tangible. It was coded. It was designed. It was implanted. It was manufactured. It's being manipulated. It's coded. Like, there's people for you to go after. Why are you going after me? Why are you mistreating me? Why do you have me living here like this with my kids like this? Why are you trying to use the biotech on me to pawn me to show how bad the biotech is? Like I said, the biotech reflects your own character. The way you use it, my end users, the way you're using it reflects your own character. It's not you. You're going after the wrong thing when you're going after the person that it was snuck in and not the people that snuck it in me. It's fucked up, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm so baffled. I'd be so confused. That is why I'm like, keep sending out the podcast. Keep, be a broken record until they stop attacking you. Who is attacking me? What are you attacking me for? What do you want from me? I am not a slave. I am not property. You're never bringing slavery back in the United States of America. You're not going to be able to fucking do it. I'm a dragon. That's what I am. And somebody might laugh at that. I don't care. That's why I love one of my songs is Imagine Dragons. One of my songs is Arrival to Earth. We on a new frontier with this biotech. This biotech can do a whole lot of things, and it's not going anywhere, but the way it's used matters. Who uses it matters. How it's used matters. Being able to track and trace when it's used matters. That's what you need to be going after. You think when you get rid of me, that's going to get rid of the biotech? This biotech, this AI, this coding is advancing. You need to be able to regulate, legislate, oversight. You need to know who's using it, how they're using it, how it can be used. You need to know, because it's going to matter. Our lives are going to be affected by the changes in technology and AI and bioscience. You have one good actor, and on the other side, you have another bad actor that's using the same technology that y'all created and designed with a certain intent another way. That is the school of good and evil. That is the butcher and the libertarian. That is the house of fire. That is what this AI is. That's what this tech is. We're getting closer and closer to the sun. The electromagnetic spectrum. There are things on that spectrum that you, that us, that we still don't know its place on Earth. And they're finding out every day what that electromagnetic spectrum does, those energy, those invisible rays, what they can do. They can do a lot. They can do so much that I won't even talk about, because it's not my expertise. It's not something that I feel comfortable talking about, because number one, it affects so many people's lives. It affects cities, towns. It affects states. The electromagnetic spectrum controls everything on our earth, and they are figuring out what it does and how it works and what they can control and what they can affect. And you are going after the wrong person. You are going after the wrong person. And so, I'm done with this recording.